Welcome to one of a continuing series of podcasts highlighting the work of the Office of Inspector General. This is Mike Kane inviting you to follow us on our website at oig.hhs.gov and on Twitter at oig@hhs. Don't miss OIG's 2014 Top Management and Performance Challenges Facing the Department of Health and Human Services. Check our website. And IG Dan Levinson, in an appearance on Federal News Radio's In Depth, talked about those challenges. Since our last podcast, OIG has issued a number of reports. As a result of the findings in one review, and at the urging of OIG, CMS is moving to change Part D payment rules. OIG identified 95 dental providers in Indiana with questionable billing. Medicaid paid them more than $30 million for pediatric services in 2012. Missouri claimed unallowable payments for services to people with developmental disabilities. OIG recommended that the state refund $11.5 million to the federal government. Dialysis provider DaVita Healthcare, which has clinics in 46 states, is to pay $350 million to settle allegations that it paid kickbacks for referrals. Dignity Health is to pay $37 million to settle allegations that 13 of its hospitals filed false claims. The United States contends that the hospitals admitted patients who could have been treated at less cost as outpatients. Visiting Nurse Service in New York is to pay nearly $35 million to settle civil fraud claims involving ineligible patients and substandard services. CareAll is to pay $25 million to settle claims that it overstated the severity of home health care patients' conditions and billed for unneeded services. The Manhattan U.S. Attorney sued the City of New York and Computer Sciences Corporation in an alleged multi-million dollar fraud scheme. The suit contends that diagnosis codes on tens of thousands of claims were altered so that Medicaid would pay as much as possible, as quickly as possible. The owner of mental health centers in Louisiana and a patient recruiter were sentenced to terms of 7.5 and 5 years and are to pay nearly $47 million in restitution for taking part in a $258.5 million Medicare fraud scheme involving kickbacks, ineligible patients, falsified records, and treatment billed but not provided. 11 people were charged in a $25 million Medicare, Medicaid, and wire fraud scam that authorities said was operated in Florida, Nicaragua, and the Dominican Republic. The indictment said that individuals who lived in Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic were recruited to enroll in Medicare Advantage plans and Florida Medicaid and fraudulently stated on enrollment applications that they lived in Florida. Through these allegedly fraudulent applications, Medicare and Medicaid paid the defendants millions. OIG's Derek Jackson called the alleged healthcare enrollment scheme in-your-face fraud. A former hospital CEO in Texas admitted making a false statement about electronic health records. The official told Medicare that the hospital was a so-called meaningful user of electronic health records when it was not. As a result of the statement, Shelby Regional Medical Center received more than $785,000 from Medicare. More meaningful use case prosecutions are considered likely. A father and son, executives of a New York nonprofit that provided substance abuse treatment for tens of thousands of New Yorkers, were charged in kickback and insurance fraud schemes. Authorities said the two men abused the organization to fund an extravagant lifestyle for themselves that included mansions, condos, and luxury cars. A temporary restraining order was issued against the nonprofit's 10 clinics in Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. A physician assistant in Miami was imprisoned for 15 years in the $200 million American Therapeutic Corporation Medicare fraudulent claims scheme. Restitution of more than $85 million was ordered in this case. More than 20 defendants have pleaded guilty or been tried and convicted in this scam. And some final notes. Gary Cantrell, OIG's Deputy Inspector General for Investigations, took part in a panel discussion at the museum in Washington on the continuing battle against fraud, waste, and abuse that cost the federal government an estimated $300 billion a year. OIG Chief of Staff Christy Grimm discussed audit and evaluation priorities in the FY 2015 work plan on RAC Monitor's Monitor Monday program. Check out the work plan on our website. And Stephen Hernandez, OIG's Chief Information Security Officer, joined a Federal News Radio panel that discussed how a trusted cloud platform can help government agencies meet future demands while managing privacy and security mandates. For links to these reports and stories and more, go to our website or follow us on Twitter. And for more on the fight against healthcare fraud, waste, and abuse, click More News on the podcast webpage. Thanks for listening.